Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Jupiter Wagons Limited Q1 FY25 conference call hosted by Systematix Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sudeep Anand from Systematix Institutional Equities. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you and good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining us today for the Q1 FY25 earning call of Jupiter Wagons. On behalf of Systematix, I would like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host this call. Today we have with us Mr. Vivek Lohia, Managing Director, and Mr. Puneet Saboo, Vice President of Finance. Now I would like to hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks and then we can open for the Q&A. Thanks and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sandeep, and welcoming to all our investors and analysts joining us for the Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. I am thrilled to share the progress and achievement of Jupiter Wagons Limited and our subsidiaries over the past quarter. Our unwavering dedication to revolutionizing mobility solutions has driven us to new heights, and I'm excited to present our key milestones and strong financial performance in Q1 FY25. In Q1 FY25, the company reported a total income of 90,219 lakhs, marking a 19% year-over-year increase. EBITDA surged to ₹12,886,000, a 32% rise, with EBITDA margins improving to 14.4%, up from 12.9% in Q1 FY24. PAT reached 8,923 lakh, a 40% increase, and PAT margin grew to 9.9%. Despite challenges from the general election and peak summer impact of our multi-location plants, we achieved a robust consolidated EBITDA margin of 15.5%. Our order book stood at 7,2834 as of June 30, 2024. Jupiter is at the forefront of a mobility revolution, offering comprehensive solutions across rail, road, and marine transportation. Our focus on sustainability, efficiency, and innovation positions us as a key player in reshaping product mobility. We integrate various transportation modes to ensure smooth, efficient, and eco-friendly journeys. During the quarter, we advanced into energy-efficient battery solutions for rail coaches through a collaboration with Long Line Materials Private Limited. Our commitment to any energy-efficient logistics is evident in our role in developing critical infrastructure at every stage. Jupiter Electric Mobility, our esteemed subsidiary, has achieved a major milestone by completing 6-month trial of our 11.2-kilowatt lithium-ion LFP battery pack for rail coaches. We are the first to receive certification from RDSO. Additionally, we secured a purchase order for LFP auxiliary batteries for Vande Bharat train sets from Siemens and have technically qualified for rail tenders. Further, the company is in the process of developing the next generation battery packs for Indian Railways. This accomplishment underscores our leadership in advancing battery technology for Indian Railways. Jupiter Electric Mobility has received approvals from the Automotive Research Association, ARAI, for commercial production of our one-ton four-wheel electric light commercial vehicle, GEM Tej. This vehicle features advanced fast charging technology enabling full charge in approximately 20 minutes and offering a certified range of 127 kilometers. Production is set to begin in October Q3 FY25 with an initial plan to manufacture 500 vehicles in our inaugural year. In March 2024, we acquired a majority stake in Monotrans India Private Limited to enhance backward integration and create operational synergies. For fiscal year 2024, Monotrans reported a five-fold increase in revenues to ₹7,436 lakhs. EBITDA rose to 930 lakhs with a 12.5% margin and PAT reached 702 lakhs. We aim for a turnover of approximately ₹400 crores from BIPL for FY 2024-25. In the short medium term, we plan to expand BIPL's capacity to machine 28,000 wheel sets in FY25 and up to 40 to 50,000 wheel sets by FY26. These wheel sets will support JWL's freight car orders and be used to export to Tatra Vagonka and other international players. We are also selling wheel sets to Indian Railways for the LHB and Vande Bharat applications and to the various metro players, leading metro players in India such as Siemens, Alstom and BEML. We are also in advanced discussions to establish a fully integrated forging line for wheel axles in India with a target to manufacture around 1 lakh wheel sets annually and expect it to be commissioned and completed by 2027. This facility will not only cater to the demand of the growing Indian demand for wheel sets, but also this will be a significant exporter of wheel sets to the European Union and all other major wagon and freight and rail manufacturers in the world. We are pleased to announce the successful completion of our qualified institutional placement, raising 800 crores. The QIP received an overwhelming response with total demand reaching approximately 2,800 crores, reflecting strong institutional confidence. The raised capital will be primarily used to establish a forge wheel and axle manufacturing plant, enhancing our backward integration and supporting long-term growth. This initiative will create opportunities to expand into the export market, further strengthening our growth and market presence. With that, I conclude my remark and we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Nidhi Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Yes.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my question. Firstly, that with the budget announcement and the prior budget also, that the locomotive, the production for this year of locomotives and wagons was increased for this year and next year. So what do you think is your order pipeline looking like for this year?
As already mentioned in the opening remarks, today our order book is very strong. It stands close to 7,000 crores. And as in the budget announcement itself, IR is in the process of undertaking a major expansion of its track network. As you have seen, over the last year, the railway freight traffic has grown over 5%, and now it is close to 1,600 million tons. And by 2040, they want to take it to 500 million tons. So again, we expect a very, very strong wagon demand from IR. The expectation is anything above 30,000 wagons is what we are expecting. Further, the private sector demand continues to be very robust. Again, every month we continue to add significant order books. And from last month, this month, we have also started our supplies for the new wagons, such as the fly ash wagon, as well as the auto rake. So I think, and we are in the process of developing further new designs. So I think with the addition of these specialized wagons, we expect the demand flow to be very strong and our margins to improve further.
All right. And you mentioned about the specialized wagons, and in general, the order pipeline looking good. So what do you think about the competitive intensity in this market?
So obviously, there is competition, but we believe we have a significant edge because of our forward integration in terms of the design capabilities which we have and the kind of partnerships we have with people like GATX and the design feedback which we get from Tatravagonka, them being a significant partner. And the kind of backward integration which we have undertaken. So we will continue to have the edge when it comes to these new designs, and we are significantly ahead of competition in terms of the design capabilities and the new designs which we have already introduced in the market.
All right. All right. And my last question would be, is that EBITDA margin this time is nearly 2% higher than what it was for full year last year. So could you give some color on that? And are these margins sustainable, and what would the full year margins look like?
So definitely, these margins are sustainable. And as such, also, I had mentioned in my previous calls also, this year you will see the wheel business contributing significantly as well as the braking business. So as contributions from these businesses go up, definitely they will have an impact on the margins. Plus, on the wagon side also, as I mentioned, that now we have started deliveries of specialized wagons. So there also, we expect better margins going forward. So yeah, so overall, I think we are very confident that our margins are going to be sustainable, and we are increasing our wheel capacities also significantly in Monotrans. So quarter on quarter, you will see the revenue numbers going up. And further, we are doing a substantial backward integration. I think in a year or two, the impact of that also will be significant.
All right. Thank you so much for taking my questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your question to two per participant. Should I have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the queue. Our next question is from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Nvest Analytics. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Good morning, sir, and congrats for a good set of numbers. My first question is, it seems order inflows got hampered in this quarter due to political events that you mentioned in your PPT also. For the upcoming 9 months, what factors give you confidence that the order book will be executed and expanded as anticipated at the beginning of the year? Are there any slowdowns or delays being faced in your order book execution? And additionally, how do you foresee the order inflow for this quarter, sir?
So in terms of execution, we are very, very confident. Already, I think post-election, execution numbers have gone up. And as we had guided that this year we are targeting to achieve a sale of 10,000 wagons plus, and we are completely on track, and we are very, very confident to achieve those numbers. As I have told you, again, from the private sector, we are continuously adding incremental order books, and we expect Indian Railways also to come out with significant tenders in the coming months. So order inflow also, I think will continue to remain strong. We are more focused on definitely increasing our capacity, especially our foundry capacity, and on the backward integration side in terms of the braking business as well as the wheel set business. I think going forward, they will play a very critical role.
Sir, when you mentioned we are increasing foundry capacity, so what is our existing capacity? Like, we were targeting 1,000 wagons per month, right? So what is our new target? Are we looking to further expand it, or how is it going to be?
So as I mentioned, by the beginning of fourth quarter, we will be adding another 1,000 tons of foundry capacity, and we are on track towards that. And I think that will help us definitely. Once we add that capacity, we will be able to achieve our target of 1,000 wagons.
So by when? Means Q4 or 25, which is?
Before end of Q3. Before end of Q3, as I had mentioned.
Why it is getting delayed? Like earlier, we were looking at by the end of FY24 only, and now three quarters delay is there. So
No. So it's end of, I said Q3. So it is before the always it was in 24 only, and will be completed in 24. We are not going to go to 25. We are not. There's no delays. Whatever guidance which I have given, we stand by it. So we had earlier also mentioned by October we will be completing our expansion, and we are on track for that.
Understood, sir. And so secondly, could you also elaborate on the company's plans regarding lithium-ion batteries? Are there any significant CapEx plans in place to support this initiative, and what is the expected timeline for the implementation? Additionally, like, does the company have any plans to set up a dedicated plan for it, or how it is going to be, sir?
Dedicated plan for what? I could not follow you.
Lithium-ion battery technology that we are talking about in the PPT.
Okay. Yes, definitely we have a plan to backward integrate, and we are in the process of finalizing the same. So right now we are focusing on developing the right technology and getting ourselves certified. So as and when we firm up the plans, we will let you know.
Understood, sir. And sir, one last question on your brake
segment.
Sorry
to interrupt, sir. Sorry to interrupt, sir. Please rejoin the queue.
Oh, okay, sir. Okay. I'll wait
for the time. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Srinidhi Karlekar from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on this set of numbers. I just want to get more colors on your incremental investment that are going into wheel set business. So can you give us like broad landscape, like how much is the Indian market demand for the wheel set? How is it split between cast and forging, and where does this Bonatrans comes into picture, whether it's the cast or the forged wheel? And how much likely to be incremental demand that you see in the domestic market itself? Yeah, so some color on this whole opportunity that you have on the wheel set side.
Yeah, thank you. So as you are aware that today already the Indian, if you look at the entire rolling stock population in the country, is close to 500,000, and we expect by 2030 that entire rolling stock population will be close to about 800,000. So and the wheel sets have to be replaced in approximately around 7 years. So every year you are looking at a replacement demand of at least 5 lakh wheel sets plus the OEM demand which is there. So we expect annual demand to be nothing less than about 6 lakh wheel sets. And today, if you look at the manufacturing capacity in the country, it is close to about 1-1.5 wheel sets in the maximum. And Rail Wheel Factory is the major manufacturer, and they produce, I think, close to about 1 lakh wheel sets. So there is a significant gap, and India is a major importer of wheel sets. And if you look at our own wagon capacities, we are looking to produce at least anything between 12,000-15,000 wagons annually. So our internal demand is itself close to about 60,000 wheel sets. And plus, for us, Europe is a big opportunity. Our partners, Tatravagonka, they themselves require about close to 50,000 wheel sets annually. And plus, we are already in discussions with other European players who themselves are looking at alternative sources for wheel set procurement. We are setting up facilities initially to produce about close to 1 lakh wheel sets, but we are very confident that given the kind of demand which is there, we will have to further enhance the capacities in future.
Right. You said this is both cast and forged wheel that Bora Trans can do, or it's only the forged wheel?
No, we can assemble and machine both cast and forged wheels, but the backward integration which we are doing, we are focusing on forged wheels because that is the future technology, and all high-speed applications will require forged wheels only. So cast wheels cannot be used for any high-speed application. And if you look at Europe, it is all forged wheel only.
Thanks. And so currently, Bora Trans has the foundry itself, or it's more machining at this moment?
No, right now we don't have any foundry facilities. We are doing the machining and assembly of wheel sets.
Right. And so last one, if I may. So currently, what Jupiter Wagons produces for the Indian Railways and the private customer on the wagon side, where do you guys procure wheels for that? Is it Rail Wheel Factory, or can that be backward integrated and source it from Bora Trans?
So right now, we are sourcing mainly from Bora Trans and other suppliers. But the idea is that over the next 2 years, we are setting up a whole ourselves. We are doing a complete backward integration.
Yes. Thank you for answering my questions and all the others.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Divesh from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. If I might have missed, I just wanted to know what is the average selling price for wheel sets currently, like for Vande Bharat and for freight?
So freight is roughly around anything between 2.7 to 3 lakhs. It depends on the raw material prices. And for Vande Bharat, I think is approximately, I don't know again the exact numbers, but I would assume that it is anything between 6 to 8 lakhs. But again, I'm not, it's somewhere in that ballpark.
And margins are same for both of them?
Yeah, margins are, no, as you go into more high-speed applications, definitely the intricacies and machining and everything and the demands are much higher. So definitely in high speed applications, the margins are more than freight.
Okay. And another update I wanted on the commercial vehicle bodies. If you see the volume numbers of like YOY, they're stable, but then QOQ, they've fallen down. So are we expecting some slowdown on that side, or are we not focused on that business yet? Because there was one time when you had mentioned that you more be focused on containers.
I think there is no significant, as you know, you're aware, this was a legacy business for us, and the idea is to, it's not that we are not focused and we want to continuously grow this business. But if you see, there is no significant drop in numbers. The numbers are very, very similar, and we expect before end of this, compared to last year, we expect the numbers to go up only by end of this year. Again, you have to understand that being an election year, election quarter, even in the commercial vehicle segment also, there was impact because of that. And I think post the monsoon season, you will see definitely an increase in terms of demand.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and thanks for taking my question. So a couple of questions from my side. First, would be great to get an update about the EV business and also the brake business regarding Stone India. What are the developments, let's say, which have happened over the last, you could say, couple of months in terms of future tenders and scaling up our product portfolio there? Thank you.
So on the EV business, as I mentioned, that we have already got approvals from AARI. We are in the process of now starting our commercial production, and by end of October, we are confident that we will start rolling out our vehicles. We are, I think, in the last mile of that journey. Again, we are starting with more than 80% localization, and our vehicles will be eligible for FAME subsidy too. Further on Stone India, again, we expect railways to grant us licenses very shortly. We have already upgraded our infrastructure, and we expect commercial production to start in the next couple of months.
Great. And actually, what's our net debt figure currently?
I'll just hand over to Puneet. He will mention.
Our net debt would be around, our gross debt is consolidated basis is around 450, and the net debt will be around 300.
Okay. Sure. Thanks. I'll come back into the queue for more questions.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Gagandeep from Invest Analytics Advisor LLP. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, my question is on the brake segment side. Like, the company had set a target of achieving 300-400 crore in revenue for brake and disc segment in FY 2025. So, however, if we look at the COVID and DAKO order book numbers, that shows only 35 crore execution in this quarter. So, with no incremental order book observed in this quarter. So, are you in line with achieving the target for FY 2025? And why there are no incremental orders for this segment, sir?
No, I think we are adding incremental for, I think, the DAKO business. Already we have orders of close to 150 crores. Close to about 100 crores, and Indian Railway is now coming out with new tenders. So already they have come out with the tenders. They're going to award further orders, I think, in the next couple of months. And even on the COVID business, we are adding incremental orders every month. So I don't know exactly from where you got the numbers. And when we talked about 200-250 crores, we also included Stone India. And as I've just mentioned that, in the next couple of months, we'll be starting a commercial production there. So we are definitely in line to achieving the numbers which we have disclosed.
So it will be 300-400 or 200-250?
No, I never mentioned 300. I mentioned 200-250 crores in FY 24-25.
Okay, sir. That is for my side, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Akash from Dalbrocha Stockbroking. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. First of all, thanks for the opportunity and congrats on the great set of numbers. Yeah, so my question was, first question was on Bonatrans, wherein I wanted to understand whether all the vehicles that we have produced this quarter have been used for captive purpose or how is it?
Yeah. Thank you, Akash. No, it has not been used for captive, or not all. Definitely, Bonatrans has supplied for captive, but we have supplied to Indian Railways for their LHB applications. We have supplied to the metro players also, and we have supplied to other wagon manufacturers also. So it has been Bonatrans is supplying wheel sets across the various segments and not only to Jupiter but to all the major players.
Okay, so this is like you said, sir, our own wagon production, we are planning somewhere between 12-15K. So that works out to around 50,000-60,000 wheel set requirements for our own purpose. So, like, how do you plan to scale the wheel sets that are going to be produced by Bonatrans going further? Like, how much you'll be using for captive, how much you'll be catering to other players?
So as I mentioned, that we are, by this year, we'll be scaling the production to about 30,000 wheel sets, and by next year, we will be close to about 50,000 wheel sets. And then, I think then onwards, with our complete integration happening, we will be close to about 100,000 wheel sets by 2027 end. So as we keep on scaling up, it will be basically the production will be used for our captive production as well as for supplies to others. So initially, I think 20% for our captive production, Bonatrans will be supplying close to about 20%-25% of our demand. And as it keeps on scaling up, definitely we will be using more of that capacity. But again, we are looking at the market opportunity in a big way. So, and to serve the requirements for LHB as well as the metro and the Vande Bharat. So, it will be a mix of everything for us.
Got it, sir. And we also like to understand how do you, I mean, foresee the margins going ahead. So we get a gross margin of around 25% and an EBITDA of 15.5% at the consolidated level. So for this year, is it sustainable? Are those gross margins and even EBITDA margins of 15% plus are sustainable? And how do you take it forward from here in the next 1-2 years?
I think definitely we are confident that these margins are sustainable. It will be around the 15% kind of margins because, as I mentioned, that as the other businesses start contributing significantly, so they will start having a positive impact on the margins. And going forward, again, as we achieve better backward integration, as I've mentioned, that as the steel business becomes bigger, as the braking business becomes bigger, they start contributing, we expect the margin profiles to improve.
Got it, sir. One last question from my side.
Sorry to interrupt, sir.
Just one last question. Yeah. So thank you. So basically, last year in FY24 as a whole, the industry, I think the railway industry, including the private and the public Indian Railway demand, I think there was around 35,000 wagons. So if I'm not wrong, then how do you project this number going ahead, like where it can reach in the next couple of years, considering 2025, 2026, and 2027?
So I'm not sure about that number. I have to cross-check. But as you're aware, that today industry has significant order books. So in terms of the demand, I don't think we see that to be any kind of challenge. And if you see the National Rail Plan from Indian Railways, in the next 5 years, they are looking to buy at least close to, I think, 400,000 rolling stock wagons. In terms of the wagon demand is close to 400,000, of which they have procured, I think, around 150,000. So there is still a huge gap in terms of their projections which they have done and the procurement which they have done. So we don't see a challenge, and the kind of investments which is happening in the infrastructure, especially on the track infrastructure and the signaling, and in terms of the last mile connectivity which is there. So and the government is very committed towards the infrastructure. As you have seen in this budget itself, the finance minister has reiterated that the infrastructure spending is now above 3%, and they continue, and the government will continue in that path. So I don't see any challenge in terms of the demand going forward.
Go ahead, Vivek sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Suman Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Thanks for giving me an opportunity to talk. Sir, while going through the presentation, what I figured out is the volume that we have been able to generate as far as railway wagons is concerned has dropped to a level of around 1954 from 2520 kind of number last quarter. Given the kind of order size that we have, what would be the reason for this?
So as I mentioned very clearly, see, if you look at Q1 FY24, there has been a significant jump. But yes, from the last quarter, there has been a drop, and I have mentioned very clearly that this is because of, you know, the disturbances because of the elections. As you are aware that the elections were over 7 phases, and we are not only in one location, our plants are in various locations. So definitely there was a lot of disruption due to that. And further, typically in the extreme summer, the productions do drop because of the weather related issues. But already productions have picked up significantly, and we expect that in the coming quarter production numbers are going to be very strong, and we are very confident to achieve our targeted production of 10,000 wagons for the year, which we have projected.
Oh, appreciate. Second question is around the EV. So while you understand that we must be doing some kind of pilot exercise by testing the EV, have you also started doing marketing of it? And while the production is going to start towards October, and that you have given an indication of, what is the kind of order book expectation that you have going into the next quarter or the quarter that we are already into?
So, you know, in terms of the market demand, I think we are seeing a significant demand from the market, and there is a lot of, I think that demand is going to keep on picking up. As you are aware that our vehicle is for the last mile connectivity, and there is a significant price advantage which we offer. Initially, definitely we are looking at the B2B segment and mainly the aggregators, and we are seeing a very strong interest from them. We are very, very confident that once we launch, we'll immediately fill up all our order books. So we don't see any challenge in terms of the demand. And today, if you look at competition, there is, in this segment, there is hardly any competition which is there. So we have very, very high expectations from the segment.
And when do you intend to start going and taking the orders for the product?
I think we are already in discussions and we expect to build our order books very shortly.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sachin, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a very good set of results. My first question was around the EV. So you're talking about 500 units in the inaugural year. So is this December or March? What's the timeline that we're looking at for 500 units?
So when we talk about 500 units, we are talking about this financial year.
This financial year. Okay. And what is the strategy? So if a customer wants to acquire these vehicles, do they need to go to a dealer or do they need to come to the company, and how do we service these products and so on?
So we will be rolling our strategy very shortly. So we are, I think it's going to be a mixed channel, but we will be rolling it very shortly.
Okay. Okay, and my next question was around, I saw that one of the subsidiaries that you've listed is into drones. So is that something that you can actually tell us about? What is the business here and what are we looking at?
So, you know, that is just a small offset of the electric mobility business. So, that is something which is a work in progress. I think, right now there is nothing significant which I can elaborate on that. But, maybe down the road we can speak a little bit more.
Okay. I think the other questions were similar to what I was about to
ask. Fine.
I'll just... Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Bala Subramanian from Aryan Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you so much for taking my question, sir. Sir, on the container side, we are making special containers for data centers. And if you could throw some light on what kind of demand we are experiencing in those side, because a lot of development is happening on data centers. And what are the realizations for these containers? And if you could share what's the margin difference between these marine containers, normal containers, and these special containers. And we also have tie-up with Lock 9 materials. We are only supplying these containers or we are supplying the complete packages? These are my first question.
Okay. So today I think we are seeing a significant demand on the container side. We are looking to now enhance our capacities because I think for the year our capacities are fully utilized. So again, we are supplying a mix of integrated containers, which we will start supplying shortly, and just containers for both data centers as well as for battery applications. Right now, we are not in the business of marine containers. We have already migrated to the more value-added containers, so we are not taking any new order books for marine containers. In terms of margins, definitely, in terms of realization per container and margin, also there is a significant difference between a marine container and a BESS or data center container. Right now I'll not be able to tell you in terms of the exact numbers, but definitely there is a significant difference in terms of margins.
Okay, got it, sir. Sir, on the EV side, if you look at some big players like Ashok Leyland, Tata, these players have small trucks around 1 to 3 tons in that range. And these are diesel and diesel petrol and CNG variants. The realization ranges are between base model around 4 to 5 lakhs and the maximum can go to 7 to 8 lakhs kind of ranges on the realization side. So are we also launching in those range only, 1 to 3 tons? And I just want to understand what kind of realizations we are pricing in our EV vehicles and where we are witnessing demand. And you're talking about some of the orders, whether we are in discussion with logistics players or any specific areas we are focusing on it. Because recently I have attended one of the logistics company, they are significantly increased their EV fleets. I just want to understand the overall perspective of the EV business.
So we are in talks with all logistics companies and all the players in the sector, and we see a significant demand from them. As I've told you, we have no concerns in terms of order books. Again, we cannot reveal the price point right now. I think shortly we'll reveal our price points. But I think if you look at Tata has rolled out a vehicle in this segment and they are priced anything, I think it's close to 14 to 16 lakhs is the price of the vehicle, depending on the type of vehicle. But again, for us to give numbers right now, I think it's a little early. You will see the numbers shortly from us.
I got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Invest Analysis. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity again. Just one question on the outlook. So we are looking for 30% plus volume growth this year in wagon side, right? And I think we did approach 3,000 CR in FY24. So and considering that we will get around 250 to 300 CR from brake segment as well, coupled with our other segments of commercial bodies, etc., that contributed around 500 CR in FY24. And you are also saying EV coming in Q3, 500 units you are saying. So considering all these things, all these areas, can we close INR 5,000 CR this year? Or do you see any challenge to it?
No, so I don't know in terms of, as I've told you, our wagon numbers will be around 10,000 and we are very confident of achieving that. So again, in terms of, all the other numbers put together, right offhand, I cannot say that whether we will, in terms of revenue, what will be the final number. But yes, I think on a group level, accounting for all the businesses, I think it will be very close to those kind of numbers which you have talked about. But again, offhand, I cannot give you the breakup on any numbers.
Understood, sir. And just last question on the wheel set. Like you mentioned, we'll do a 30,000 wheel set. Is that number correct for this year?
Not this year. We are going to ramp up our capacity to 30,000 wheel sets before end of this year.
So will we do any number in export or it will be entirely captive consumption initially?
I think it's not captive, but I think in the first year we are looking at the domestic market. We want to establish ourselves in the domestic market. As I mentioned that it will not only be for captive, but it will be to all the major buyers of including Indian Railway, all the major metro players, the other wagon manufacturers. So it will be across the board. And initially we are looking to establish the domestic market and I think you will start seeing export shortly. I think and
will there be any sales
will only happen once we are fully integrated.
Got it. So will there be any sale in this year from Wheelset?
Yes, we have already started in the first quarter itself. We had revenues of around 70 odd crores. And we expect to close this year with anything between 300 to 400 crores of revenue.
And so this is after consolidation of the new entity that we acquired, right?
Yes, yes.
Got it, sir. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best for this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Anup Goswami from SUD Life. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, if I understand, though, your wheel set export would fetch you a higher realization and higher margin and also backed by your promoters, then why are we not going first to the export and then going for domestic first? That is my first question.
So we, as I've told you, you know, exports we can target once we achieve our backward integration. So we are, which will happen in the next 2 years. I think once we have the backward integration, then only we want to focus on the exports. So initially our focus is going to be the Indian markets. But yes, you know, as we progress, we will start seeing exports also happening from the business.
So once from forging wheels, when we start that, then only we can export. Is that am I to understand?
Yes, the majority of the exports will start happening once we set up the forging facility.
Okay. And what sort of now that we are doing machining and assembling, what should be the incremental revenue once we achieve the forging backward integration, and what sort of margin we can look at?
So once we have the complete backward integration, I have already mentioned that the revenues will be anything between 3,000 to 4,000 crores of revenues we are expecting, and margins obviously will definitely improve. It will be plus 15% EBITDA margin what we are looking at once we are fully integrated.
Okay, sir. I'll join back in. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rupali, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Good afternoon and congratulations on good numbers. My question is regarding commercial vehicles perspective. In the last call, you said that government scrapping policy has been implemented from April 23. So this policy will create a potential of around 9 lakh vehicles. So can you throw some color, what progress has been done in that, or any order which has contributed in our order book?
So again, it's not only the scrapping, obviously that will play a significant part, but the overall move towards the cleaner vehicles, especially in the metros and the major cities, and that is where we are targeting. As if you see the market, this segment which we are focusing on, that 1 to 3 ton vehicle, that itself, the market size is around 600,000 vehicles. So our assumption is that even if there is a 20% conversion which happens in the next couple of years, the demand will be close to about 100,000 vehicles in this segment, which is a very significant demand. And today the industry has a very small capacity. So we see a big opportunity in this segment.
So currently, are any numbers showing in our order book?
So, so as I have mentioned that we are launching the vehicle in October, we are going to start building our order books. So, and as I'm, the demand, we are seeing a huge traction and demand in this segment. So in terms of, from the demand side, we don't see any challenges.
Okay. And which competitors you're looking for in this category?
So I think we are going to be competing mainly with the major OEMs such as Tata Motors, again the likes of today. I think the only vehicle in the market is from Tata Motors in this segment. There is no other vehicle which is launched, but we believe that Switch Mobility is going to launch the vehicle shortly.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Arjun Agrawal, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, please.
Yes, sir. Very good afternoon, sir. Sir, my question is regarding this. Actually, my most of the questions have been answered. But sir, this BESS business. So regarding the container business, can you just elaborate a bit more on what's the cost of the total machine? What's the cost of the single container in the BESS segment, and what are the inquiries from the market currently?
So again, completely integrated containers can be anything depending upon the size and the type of battery capacity, can range between 60 lakhs to up to 2 crores. And so the price ranges varies depending on the kind of demand which is the product which is needed. In terms of now working with all the major players in this segment, be it be it Schneider, be it Tata Solar, Reliance, any major player, we are now working with them. We already started exports to North America. So, I think this is a business which we have very, very strong expectations from.
So in continuation, I just want to ask that what's our role in this business? Means what we are doing? Are we making just a simple container?
Currently, we are making the containers. But as I mentioned that I think before the end of the year, we will start making the integrated solutions also.
With the help of Log9, that's our JV. Means we have a collaboration with Log9.
Yes. Yes. Right now. Yes.
Okay, so sir, we will, and the last question is, sir, I just want to make it clear, understand better that we will be supplying the whole package as a DES system.
Yes, we will be supplying individual containers as well as the whole package. It will be a mix depending upon the demand from the customers.
Okay, so it must be very costly.
We will be exporting the same also to the North American and European markets.
Okay, and so the last one, the simple.
Sorry to interrupt, sir.
Okay, I'll get back in the queue.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
And we have another 5 minutes because we have a hard stop at 1:30.
Okay, sir.
GE order that we have received and we are working on it. So if you just elaborate that what kind of work we are doing over there in the container business, BESS segment?
I think right now we cannot elaborate further because a lot of it is also proprietary information. Again, we have a lot of NDAs with all our customers. So, it is very difficult for us to elaborate anything on this business.
Totally. Yes, but, thank you. Thanks a lot, sir, for your time, for your elaborate answer.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Akash Dal from Dal Rocha Stockbroking. Please go ahead, sir. Hello, Akash, sir. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks again for the opportunity. Yeah, so my question is more from for the container business, sir. What is the TAM we are looking at? I mean, what is the total addressable market, from if we look at the business from a 2 to 3 year standpoint?
So overall, I think globally today it is a business of more than 5 gigawatts, and it will be, I think it's projected in the next 3 years to be about a 10 gigawatt business. Again, in terms of size, I think it runs into billions of dollars. Right now, China is one of the most significant players. So I think the government of India is now pushing for India to develop the capacities. I think in the coming year, India is going to play a significant part, and a lot of major Indian players are now entering this segment. So we see a big opportunity in this segment. So I think, yeah, I think sky is the limit. It's is how fast you can develop capabilities and capacities and how cost effective you are going in the future.
Got it. So if I were to look for Jupiter, we did around 130 to 140 crore in container revenue last year. So where do you think this number can go to, let's say, by FY26, FY27?
Again, to give a number right now will not do justice. But as I have told you, it is our focus area. And we expect that this business will contribute significantly to our revenues. But honestly, right now, we will not do any justice to give any kind of numbers.
So in general, sir, if I speak about the non-wagons revenue that we have currently, that is all combined, let's say from brake disc, brake system, from wheels. For wheels, so you explained us, apart from wheels and wagons, can we expect the business to grow at a 20-25% CAGR? Should that be comfortable?
See, as I have mentioned that by 28, we expect at least more than 50% of our revenues to come from our non-wagon business. And again, I stand by that. So non-wagon business is going to produce significantly towards our revenues.
And that will include wheels as well, right?
Sorry to interrupt, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And I can just take one more caller now because I have a 1:30 hard stop. So one more caller.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. In closing, I extend my sincere gratitude to our dedicated team, partners and shareholders for their steadfast support. Achievements in Q1 FY25 reflect our commitment to innovation, sustainability and excellence. As we move forward, we are excited about the future and remain committed to driving transformation in the mobility sector, delivering cutting-edge solutions that meet the evolving needs of our customers and stakeholders. Thank you for your time and attention. We look forward to interacting in the next call.
Thank you. On behalf of Systematic Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.